This is Jen Roland, and I'll be reading today's post, Four Ways to Find Victory Over Fear. Over the past 5 years, the following diagnoses have been spoken over me at one point or another. Piriformis syndrome, generalized anxiety, inability to cope with stressful situations, dorsalgia, back pain, L4-L5 disc herniation, peripheral neuropathy, small fiber neuropathy, nerve pain syndrome, chronic regional pain syndrome, restless leg syndrome, muscle fasciculations, Lyme disease, and many others. These diagnoses would either drive me to a sigh of relief, I'd finally figured it out, or into a panic about the next thing that was wrong. This was no place to live. I willingly accepted many of these diagnoses, even though many turned out not to be true, because I believed they were the answers I needed, the explanation for my pain, an impetus of newfound hope for healing. My hope was misplaced. In truth, carrying these labels led me to live on a roller coaster of emotions with fear in the front seat. He'd speak catastrophic thoughts about what the future held for me as a mom, wife, writer, and ministry leader, all while making vicious threats about my declining quality of life. I'd take him out, but he'd come knocking again. Fear was like the unexpected guest that kept showing up at the party. I wasn't sure whether to resist him, ignore him, or welcome him in. Contrary to what many believe, the solution to finding victory over fear isn't to fight it, but to first acknowledge it. Now, if this sounds counterintuitive to you, and it did to me at first too, check out the resource in my blog from Dare on overcoming anxiety that talks about how we should view it not as a threat, but an overprotective friend. As we lean into our emotions, we'll notice that there are different types of fear. There is fear that alerts us to actual danger, which we need to listen to and respond to as such. There is fear learned from our parents or caregivers regarding what we should avoid, whether it was legitimate fear, such as standing back from the burner or fireplace so we don't get burned, or an illegitimate one, such as avoiding confrontation or difficult discussions out of fear of conflict. There is fear of the Lord, which is a different kind of fear altogether. Fear of the Lord in the Bible refers to a posture of reverence and awe of who he is and all he is capable of. And then there are the fears of our own imagination. They can be the result of wrong thinking, such as, well, he doesn't love me or God is punishing me, or perfectionist mindset, such as it's better not to try than to try and fail. They can be caused by uncertainty and feeling out of control, such as fear of our loved ones dying, of being left all alone, or of our condition worsening. This is often the case when it comes to chronic pain. New symptoms, detours from the path we believe we were meant to take, and life-altering diagnoses can cause us to be enslaved by uncertainty if we're not careful. This kind of fear is a hindrance, not an asset. It is not from the Lord, and it keeps us from fulfilling his call. It holds us back from taking steps forward while heightening our efforts to maintain control. There's just one caveat. We don't have control over the issues or circumstances that induce this type of fear. Therefore, worrying about them does nothing but steal precious time, energy, peace of mind, and our emotional stability. Luke 12:25-31 says, "Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." Friend, worry is a part of human nature, but God calls us to throw off our old sinful nature and our former way of life and let their spirit renew our thoughts. Repetitive negative thoughts about our current circumstances or future send our body into a stress response. As a result, we experience headaches, digestive issues, high blood pressure, sleep problems, inflammation, and a number of illnesses and diseases. To renew our minds and find victory over fear, we first acknowledge it. Rather than resist it, we let it in and get curious to find out what kind of fear it is and what's causing it. Once we've determined it's the fear of our own imagination, we choose not to give it the attention it desires. This diffuses it. Rather than entertain fear's nonsense, we learn to take it with a grain of salt. We filter everything fear says through the truth of God's word and meditate on his promises instead of the fear. Now, on my blog, there's a link where you can download scripture lock screens or wallpapers to overcome fear and encourage you in your struggles, made by my daughter Haley and me. Over time, as we fill up on God's word, the Lord's voice becomes the loudest one we hear. As we focus on surrounding ourselves with believers, consistently reading the Bible, worshiping and praying, fear begins to back off. Rather than fight the fear, focus on who God is. And there's a link in my blog to a resource on the names and attributes of God from the Bible recap. Rather than become a prisoner to fear, pray. And I've included a link in my blog to a resource to pray on the armor of God. Rather than worry about things that haven't yet happened, focus on what you can control. We may not be able to control our circumstances, but we can choose to nourish our mind, body, and spirit with things that are life-giving. We can eat a healthy anti-inflammatory diet. There's a free meal plan in my blog as well. We can move our bodies, meditate, and pray, practice gratitude and self-compassion. We can surround ourselves with positive people who lift us up and encourage us. And I also have a private Facebook group with the link in my blog for you to join if you are someone who's struggling with chronic physical or emotional pain. To recap, to find victory over fear, we 1, acknowledge the fear and discern what type it is. 2, choose not to give it the attention it desires. 3, replace the voice of fear with the truth of God's word. And 4, focus on what you can control. Choose not to listen to fear, but trust in the Lord. We don't have to be afraid of bad news or what the future might bring when our hearts are confident that God will take care of us. Keep inviting more of God into your life until his voice is the loudest voice you hear. Then you will find the peace Jesus promises, the peace that only he can give. Call to action. What is fear whispering in your ear? Write it down and then search the scriptures for a truth that counteracts that fear. Meditate on that truth day and night until it moves from your head to your heart. One way to help do this multiple times a day is to make the scripture that you've chosen your phone wallpaper or lock screen, which is why I've included multiple examples in today's post that you can save to your phone and make it your phone's wallpaper. As you focus on the Lord's promises instead of your fear, your trust in him will grow and your anxiety will lessen. If you'd like support with this, you can contact me with my contact page or email me at jenroland.com. And you're also welcome to leave a comment on my blog. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And I would ask if today's post resonated with you, that you would share it with a friend. Thank you so much and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.